Book of Philippians. Be taking our lesson from Philippians chapter 1 today. It'd be old school today without PowerPoint because I didn't bring my power cord for my computer. So apologize for that. I do want to take just a moment to let you know that Bob has done some stuff here around the building for us. He repaired the door that was out in the lobby that was having a problem with I don't know what the device is called. I'm going to call it the door opener thingy. So he fixed the opener thingy that was causing the door to slam, the hydraulic piece. And he also fixed the light that was out in the lobby as well, that replaced that. So we appreciate Bob and the things that he does around here for us from time to time, and wanted to let you know that so you could thank him for that. The book of Philippians is something that we'll be going through. Right now I've kind of got several different series going on concurrently that I'm going to hop around from one to the other. Some in the wisdom literature, some talking about the cross as we started last week, and starting Philippians today. So every 3 or 4 weeks we'll switch from one to another. And that certainly helps me from a planning standpoint, and maybe it'll be useful to all of us as we can and go through one subject at a time here. But in Philippians, the book we know is written by Paul, and it was written to the church in Philippi, and it was the first church that was established in what we call the continent of Europe, and it appears in Acts chapter 16 during Paul's missionary journey. It's located in northern Greece, and the Apostle Paul wrote this letter to his close friends there, the Gentile Christians that were present there. And the circumstances, as we probably are aware of, is that Paul was in prison in Rome. He was there for 2 years without trial, and he was facing possible execution. And there are other prison epistles that Paul wrote. He wrote Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon. And Timothy, 2 Timothy was also written from prison, but it's not what we usually consider one of the prison epistles. But the theme of Philippians is joy. And we talked about that in a Wednesday night talk just recently. And certainly Paul being joyful in these circumstances is something that is amazing. And so the first few verses here of Philippians chapter 1 that we want to look at today kind of kick off this letter for us. And one of the things that we are looking forward to at this time of year is people look forward to the leaves changing, but they're also maybe starting to think about Thanksgiving. They're starting to think about that and what are our plans for Thanksgiving. And isn't it great that it's a time when families and friends can get together and enjoy that time and be thankful for the things that they have received. And as we always say, it's not a once a year thing that we need to be thankful for. We need to be thankful all the time for the spiritual and physical blessings that we have in Christ. So what I find particularly interesting about the letter to the Philippians is that he is writing and being thankful and joyful in his present circumstances.